10 years after floodwaters devastated downtown Cedar Rapids, many businesses have returned, and some new ones have opened up. For some, that reinvestment was tied to the city's commitment to build a permanent flood control system. But a decade later, businesses are still waiting for that protection. IPR's Kate Payne reports.
It's a Friday afternoon, and patrons are settling into a little tavern called the Map Room in downtown Cedar Rapids. It's a burgers and beer kind of place, with yellowing maps from owners Christina and Mitch Springman's World Travels on the walls. They opened the place about a year ago. This is one of a number of businesses that is staking a claim in the flood zone since the Cedar River inundated the city in 2008. The floodwaters crested in Cedar Rapids at a record 31 feet, displacing 10,000 residents and causing an estimated $5.4 billion worth of damage. This building was home to the Grafton Street Pub then, and it took on 5 feet of water, says Christina Springman.
A lot of the damage that really happened from this building, obviously 5 feet of water is going to do a lot of damage, but all the rescue boats and stuff that would come by and would, you know, their wakes would slosh water up and over the top of the roof.
That bar never reopened. And the business that followed, Stella's, closed after the most recent but less destructive flood of 2016. Springman admits it's not a good track record for this location, but she says the floods taught her that everything can be replaced and rebuilt.
I guess I have that eternal optimism that things are going to be okay, things are going to be better this time around, and if they're not, you just, I guess, deal with it and move on.
While Christina and her husband Mitch are Cedar Rapids natives, they weren't here during the 2008 flood. They moved back in 2009, but Gary Ficken of Bim Ritter Sportswear was here.
Going through that, it would still make me nervous. I would personally never put my business back in the flood zone.
Ficken's business was located in the old Sinclair meatpacking plant, 3 blocks from the river. Ficken says it never occurred to him to get flood insurance.
You prepare for a trickle just to come into your parking lot, nothing inside your building, and then the water at our site was 11 feet deep, so you can't prepare for something that's never happened before.
Bim Ritter Sportswear took on $1.2 million worth of losses. Ficken left the old location behind and reopened his business on higher ground, 8 blocks from the river. One of the factors playing into businesses' decisions on whether to move into the flood zone is the city's commitment to a permanent flood control system. The 7-mile network of levees, flood walls, and gates is designed to protect both sides of the river from another 2008-scale event. But city officials are still waiting on federal funding for the project, which is currently estimated to cost $750 million over 20 years. A decade after the flood, Linn County Supervisor John Harris says he has mixed feelings about redevelopment in the flood zone.
Business owners are thinking, okay, they'll take care of me. I'll start a business down here and I'll be as successful as I can. They've done that, but still there's no protection for them. So that worries me a lot.
But Cedar Rapids City Manager Jeff Pomerant says he's very confident in the work the city is doing since the flood, installing more water pumps, repairing aging storm sewers, and building some levees and flood walls. And speaking to a room of business owners and investors, he says the city's interim system of temporary barriers passed the test of the 2016 floods.
While we had some, you know, temporary shutdowns perhaps of businesses, and there was a bit of interruption, there was very, very little physical damage to any facilities.
Pomerant sees redevelopment in the flood zone as vital. Public and private investment is bringing new life to areas like Czech Village, Nubo, and Kingston Village. But without permanent protection, developer Steve Emerson says the city is at risk.
The flood protection, I think, is great, and the efforts have been fantastic, but it's not going to work unless it's 100% done. And to get to that point, the amount of money that's going to be required to get to that point is daunting.
Back at the Map Room, Christina Springman says she can't put her life on hold waiting for government action. She trusts her flood insurance and her customers.
Again, you can't just not fulfill your dream of opening a restaurant because a flood happened 10 years ago.
For almost 100 years, this little building has been home to one pub or another, and that gives Springman confidence. She's planning on staying here for a while. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.